You're listening to SBS News.
The French government has adopted a tax on big technology companies like Amazon and Facebook. Any digital company with revenue of more than 750 million euros worldwide, of which at least 25 million euros is generated in France, would be subject to the 3% levy. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire is pushing for a global response to ensure a fair and efficient taxation of companies that conduct business online.
We are currently doing very efficient and productive work within the G7 and within the OECD. I hope that we will be able to find a very concrete and effective solution at the level of the Ministers of Finance within the G7 and at the level of the OECD so that we can have an international taxation of digital activities.
The French government has argued that a lot of digital services firms headquartered outside the country pay little or no tax. They declare most of their profits where they are headquartered, which they can choose to be in lower taxing countries. Graham Cooper is a professor of taxation law at the University of Sydney's Law School. He believes the tax is a way of the French trying to solve the difficult conceptual problem.
Where is an income tax meant to be paid? Is it meant to be paid at the place where production occurs, or is it meant to be paid at the place where the consumer lives? And that's the fight. If you are meant to pay your income tax at the place where your production functions happen, then that's Silicon Valley, and the US should be getting all the tax. But France, along with a lot of other countries, say, no, 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 you should be paying some tax in the place where the buyers are.
But he has concerns the tax may just impact consumers rather than the companies themselves.
The French company either has to eat the tax or put up prices to French consumers. My suspicion is if you're Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, you're just going to put up your prices to French consumers.
About 30 companies will pay the tax, mostly US groups such as Google's parent company Alphabet, Apple, Facebook, Amazon and Microsoft. The Trump administration has previously denounced any such move, suggesting it discriminates or restricts United States commerce. The head of the president's National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, says the US has ordered an inquiry into the move, which could result in retaliatory tariffs.
France is an ally and we do a lot of work with them, and God bless them. But I'm just saying Ambassador Lighthizer yesterday put out a statement that if that digital tax is in fact imposed on American companies, and we are the bulk of it, we will be looking into it with a 301 investigation. Not pulling the trigger, but we will be exploring it.
Mr. Le Maire says it is a step too far to do so.
I think that opening a procedure under Section 301 is not, I would say, a friendly signal. And we all know that such a procedure can lead to sanctions against France. Once again, I think that threats, sanctions, are not the good way of sorting out difficulties that we might have between the US and France.
The tax will be retroactively applied from early 2019 and is expected to raise about 400 million euros this year. Other EU countries, including Austria, Britain, Spain and Italy, have also announced plans for their own digital taxes. Professor Graham Cooper at the University of Sydney explains why the French may have moved so quickly to implement the tax.
France and Germany within the EU were very keen on the EU picking up the baton because the OECD has been very slow in trying to get a remedy. And when it became apparent earlier this year that the EU was not going to be able to get consensus on this, France decided they were going to go ahead. I can understand their exasperation. It may be the kind of impetus that the rest of the world needs.
Earlier this year, the Australian government decided against introducing its own digital services tax. It has opted instead to wait for global agreement on the best way to handle the revenue, a move that Professor Cooper says is fair enough.
I suspect we will eventually work out a mechanism within the existing tax framework that just plays with the balance between the country where the production happens and the country where the customers are. That will be acceptable to everybody. And then the French tax will kind of become otiose and probably be withdrawn. But whether we're 2 years away from that or 5 years away from that, it's a bit hard to say.
Samantha Beniac-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.